Actually, I have questions and comments. I think we didn't get a total cost on what has been spent in the Council Heights, but I want to thank Councilman Simak, because now I'm really looking at it, putting it in perspective with the whole city, not just Council Heights. We can clearly see that it hasn't been ignored. And another comment would be is, we've put a lot of resources into Council Heights to try to help out. I guess, you know, even looking at the work orders in the last 5 years, I mean, even the seal coat. One of my questions that I think I've asked you, and a concern is going in and even redoing Lincoln and Clark Street with curb and gutters and sidewalks. One of the things that I'm afraid of with it already being in a low area, I mean, I guess the curb and gutter would serve as another drainage, you say. I think the last Council Heights Neighborhood Association meeting that I attended, you gave me some great information that I also passed along. And one of those was the floodplain and the floodway. And it pretty much showed the residents that were there, this is how this works, and this is where you sit. And a lot of those people's complaints and what they were being told were not true. So they really didn't have a complete understanding. And the problem is presented to the Neighborhood Association is, if you have a few people there that is saying, well, this is not right, then you really cannot change their mind.
Right.
But if you're sitting there and you're trying to get them the education that I've received from staff and how the floodplain and floodway works, then you get a greater understanding. Because now I even know about our property that sits in floodway and a floodplain.